Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we need to discuss some aspects about how to vet women. Now, I want to make something perfectly clear right out the outset. I want to make something very clear. I'm not saying that you should just let any woman into your life, and I'm also not saying that you need to go full monk if you don't want to. Now, some men, y'all already are in monk mode because it's just the way it is. You can't, maybe you're unattractive, maybe you're extremely broke and unattractive, or maybe you're just goofy and you don't know how to talk to women, whatever it is. There's a time and a place for us to talk about that, and I think I'll weave it in, because at the end of the day, I assume that you guys get chicks. I know that there are, quote, incels, but it's very demeaning to say a thing like that, number one, and then number two, I assume that most men are not in that category. You can at least get one or two chicks. Like, you, most dudes, all it requires, my guys, is just to get a little bit of money. And the older men in this community who comment on these shows will tell you that. They'll tell you, once you get your money right, you get a house, you get an apartment, you got a, you know, consistent income coming in, then you're going to get chicks. You're at least going to get some options. Now, it may not be the options that you want, but you're going to get some options. At which point, you are not involuntarily celibate. You are voluntarily celibate because you could get chicks that if you wanted. Just maybe ones that are cockeyed, knock-kneed type women, not the models that you see on Instagram. But I want to talk about a woman in her past and how it relates to you as a man. And it's very important. A woman's past is like a man's future. In regards to women care about a man's future, men care about a woman's past. And I know that I'm not the first person to say that. I think it was Rolo Tomasi who said that first. I don't keep track of who says what first and when and who coined what. I don't. If I hear it, then I'll give credit. But I don't always remember who says what. But when you look at a woman's past, especially when she's older. Now, there are women who are like 18 to 20. I would say 18 to 21. Even if they're extremely debaucherous, they can turn their life around. I'm not saying they will, because most of them won't even think about it. Because women don't have to in our culture today, women don't have to change anything. They're told, hey, be as much of a skeezer as you want. Do whatever you want. Destroy your life. And if a man doesn't come and save you like Superman swooping down to save a kid falling off a building, then they're a bad man. Not you for making bad, not you being a irresponsible woman, but the man is the problem, not the woman. That's the kind of culture we live in today. So when I talk about a woman's past haunting them, the older they get, the worse it becomes. It's like in compound interest. For those of you who know what compound interest is and the magic it can do for your life when it comes to your finances, you'll know the allegory that I'm making here. You'll see it. Compound interest is if I put money into the bank when I'm young, the interest will add on to the interest, and before you know it, you'll have tons of more money than you would have if you'd waited 5-10 years before you started putting in the money. That's what compound interest is. Now, when you take compound interest out of the bank and you put it into of the brain, it works the exact same way. If a woman's in the club for 10 years shaking her ass, hooking up with Chad, Pookie, Ray Ray, and Tyrone, you really think that she's all of a sudden going to wake up one day on the 11th year and she's going to be ready to be a good woman and she's actually going to be able to pair bond with you and she's going to be able to really be the woman that you have worked hard for? And the answer is no. No, she's not. Now, may she have learned lessons? Yeah. But is she going to be able to take off the miles on her soul? The answer is no. Just in the same way that you can't, Ferris Bueller tried to take the miles off of Cameron's dad's car when they took it out for a ride. He tried to go backward to take off the miles. Nope. Doesn't work that way. Women try to do the same thing on their bodies and on their souls. They try to take the miles off. And the reason the miles matter is because you need maintenance done on yourself. The more you go to the club and you drink and you smoke and you You treat your body like trash. You treat your mind like trash. You treat your spirit like trash. Eventually, you're going to think you are trash, and then most people are going to compensate because you can't. In the same way that you'll justify away a bad choice, people will try to justify away the fact that they are trash by saying, oh, it can't be me. People just don't understand how valuable I am. People don't understand that I have so much of value to give, and they just can't see it. It's like the Emperor's New Clothes, where the guy says, oh, don't worry, Your Majesty. Only the pure of heart can see your clothes. And he goes out, he's like, oh, I like that. That's pretty good. Yeah, you know what? Only the pure of heart can see my clothes. And then it takes like a child being like, Mommy, why is the Emperor naked? In the same way that it takes guys like us and sometimes other women who tell the truth to be like, yeah, no, she's used up. She's no good. Don't listen to her. She's lying. She doesn't have value. Her value got thrown away a long time ago. And if you think that men are the worst when it comes to how they talk about women, have you heard women talk about other women? I talked about a story once about this girl named Rachel who I met in Kansas City. Now, I'm in Georgia now, but I was in Kansas City for the last couple months. And I told a story of she got really jealous that I was talking to other girls because I try to set up a rotation everywhere that I go for the most part. Of course, if I have the time and the money to do it. And when she found out about that, I was talking on the phone with her one night and I kept getting a call from another girl and I was like, hold on, I got to put this girl on Do Not Disturb because, you know, I don't want to, when I'm talking to somebody, I'm talking to that person, you know, I don't want to be that guy. That's just inconsiderate. And then she's like, no, I want to talk to her. And then she proceeded to like, they proceeded to insult each other. They even insulted me. Like the whole thing was a gigantic shit show. And I was just laughing the whole time because I don't care. I can easily get another woman in my rotation if I really wanted to. If I want to put in the effort, in the same way that if you want to put in the effort, you can do it. Is it going to be easy per se? No. Is it going to take you time? Maybe? Sure. But you can do it. Especially the older you get as a man, the more options you're going to have because the more resources you're going to have. Women want resources from men, especially younger women. But older women have maintenance they got to do. They have all this kind of crap that they got to do. So when you have resources, you immediately have a say in the conversation. It's inevitable. But my friends, I really want to discuss a woman's past because you need to be able to vet. And I'm not saying sit her down and have a job interview with her about how to be, you know, a part of your rotation or your girlfriend or whatever. What I'm saying is you need to know what questions to ask. And you need to know when to shut up and listen to what they're saying. Women will tell them themselves, man. When they tell you about their past or their girlfriends who are out here doing all those despicable things, birds of a feather flock together. Do you really expect that your girl has, or a girl you want to add to the rotation or whatever, has all these friends who are skeezers and sluts, but she's not one? Nah, dude. That's not how this works. That's like saying, yeah, all my friends are rich, but I'm broke. Huh? That doesn't happen. People don't associate with people like that. That doesn't work. In the same way that a girl who's maybe a, quote, better girl or good girl, I hate those terms because it just steelmans the conversation and it does not provide accuracy because there's a spectrum to everything, not just this gender bender garbage, but there's a actual spectrum on how women act. Even good girls make bad choices and bad girls make good choices. That's life, my friend. And if you don't want to accept that, I'm sorry, because you're not living in reality. You're living in a fantasy. And so when we talk about a woman's past, you need to be able to look at her old picture. Maybe even do a background check, guys. Do a background check. See if she's lying to you. There are background check apps that you can literally put in their name, what, you know, like the city they live in or the zip code, and then you pay like $15-$20. That could save you $200,000 in potential child support or anything else if you just pay $20. Stop being cheap and really make sure you do your due diligence. Don't always take people at their word. Make sure that you protect your own investments, whether it's your mental health, whether it's your actual financial empire, you got to make sure you take care of these things. Otherwise, guess what? People are going to come through and they're going to take a little bit here and take a little bit there. And before you know it, you're out a lot of money. My friend, this is why we're talking about this today. I want to make sure that you understand that you are valuable as a man. We as men are not told we're valuable. Women are born with value. Men must build their value. In the same way, you must be able to build an empire upon a firm foundation, not a soft one. And you can't do that if you don't know how to vet people, especially people you invite in your bed, especially people you put your schmendrick inside. You got to make sure you know what you're dealing with, because if you don't, trust me, you're going to find out. And it's going to be finding out in a way that's a rude awakening, unpleasant. I don't want you to deal with that. I've dealt with that. It's very embarrassing and it's very disheartening. Don't be like me, be better than me. Learn from my mistakes. And in doing so, you'll get ahead of me and you might even do better than me and the other guys in this channel. It took us a couple of years to learn this. You will hit compound interest and that peak before we did. And that will make you have a future that might be more successful than ours. Might. I say might because I'm a very ambitious guy. And I know other guys in this community are very ambitious and have big dreams and big goals out here. But learn from the mistakes of others. That's what wise men will do. And don't be afraid to test the theories that you think you have. Oh, you think that women are loyal, or you think that women are this, that, and the other? Go experiment. Now, make sure you don't just fly by the seat of your pants. Make sure you really experiment. You can experiment like I do to make sure that you're right about things. I encourage you actually to do that, because instead of taking someone else at their word, you can take yourself at your own experience. My friends, I got to go in here and I got to get some breakfast before I head into my new office for the first time and meet my new boss. But I wanted to get this out because I wanted to make sure that y'all know I haven't just disappeared off the earth or the feds didn't get me. I know it's election day. So be prepared for what's going to happen and the fallout that follows, because I have no idea how this is going to shake out. I want to believe that Trump will win, but we have no idea what's going to happen. So be prepared, be aware, and we need to make sure we take care of ourselves. That's the ultimate revenge, is taking care of ourselves and enjoying our journey to success and the little wins we have along the way. My friends, take care of yourselves. Make sure to vet your women. Make sure you understand what you're dealing with. And I'm out of here. Peace.